Phoenix Theater opens its 93rd season with Jonathan Larson's 1996 once iconic musical Rent. The now 17-year-old show is in an awkward age, not old enough to give us a vibrant historical glimpse into a distant time because we all remember this hippie-inspired period. Rent's now just old enough that it looks, sounds, and feels terribly dated. And the PT production never becomes the throbbing, pounding, beat-driven look at those days of protest by the young of everything then considered part of a classic lifestyle. Drugs provided a new sensitivity to view life, while rock music found its way into the otherwise sedate Broadway scene. There were sharp distinctions between liberal political views and established dictates that never ring true here. Rent's pluses remain Larson's great rock score filled with hit after hit, and the story, based on Puccini's opera La Bohème, that was effectively transferred to the era of protests, AIDS, open love, and gay. Many in the PT cast lacked the dynamic energy that typified that generation. The show's biggest disappointment is Marissa Castle's Mimi. Her famous first act sexy dance, Out Tonight, falls flatter than a soggy pancake, as does her entire lackluster interpretation. Further destroying her Mimi, Castle doesn't look, act, or sound like a young, rebellious rocker. The other major distraction is Jeffrey Way's less-than-over-the-top angel, a transvestite who must enrapture the audience, but you never care about this sadly sick character in Way's unsuccessful interpretation. Jenny Heinz steals the show as Marine, and her over-the-moon stops the show cold. If the entire cast in Robert Colby Harper's flat and listless staging had stimulated the rest of the large cast to mirror Heinz Maureen, this Rent could have soared. Mark, the show's narrator and guide, is okay in Lucas Coatney's acceptable but far from dynamic performance. Preston Ellis's Roger sings well enough as he gives the tunes the soulful wail they demand, but he and Castle's Mimi should be on fire with passion and never are. Carrie Sue Smith's costumes don't always give the characters the right look, while Rinaldo Sane's orchestra lacks the driving energy necessary to make Larson's music slam the audience. Maybe the smartest thing would be to put Rent back on the shelf until it is much older, when a truly memorable production could give it the throbbing life it needs to provide audiences with a vibrant look at a historic period and what made it special. Phoenix Theater's lackluster Rent doesn't do that, so it clashes with what we remember as a much more dynamic time. Rent earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through September 15th. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.